Emma by Jane Austen. Copyright Burlington Books, 2017. All rights reserved. Chapter 1. After the Wedding. Emma Woodhouse was 21 years old and the most beautiful, clever and wealthy girl in the village of Highbury. She lived in a luxurious home called Hartfield, had a very happy nature and enjoyed her life. Emma, the younger of two daughters, had been only 5 when her mother died. She lived with her father and elder sister and was brought up and educated by her governess, Miss Anne Taylor. The two became very close, and after her sister's marriage, Anne became more like a best friend than a teacher to Emma. Emma valued Anne's judgment, but always did exactly as she liked. If Emma had any faults, it was that she liked to control people and events a little too much. A few months before our story begins, Miss Taylor had fallen in love with a local widower, Captain James Weston. After a short time, he proposed to her, and she accepted happily. The wedding took place at Hartfield, which Anne considered her home. Now it was evening, and the wedding guests had all gone home. Emma sat with her father and thought about how much she would miss Anne every hour of the day. How would she bear it? Miss Taylor was going to live at Captain Weston's home, Randall's, which was a kilometre away. Emma would have no one clever to talk to. She loved her father very much, but she couldn't talk to him the way she could talk to Anne. Mr. Woodhouse was a good man, but he hated change of any kind. He was sad that Miss Taylor was leaving them to get married, because it meant that their life at Hartfield would change. Now that the wedding was over, Emma tried to distract her father from his unhappy thoughts. She chatted as cheerfully as she could, but when dinner came, he said exactly the same thing that he had said at tea. "Poor Miss Taylor," he sighed. "I wish she was still here at Hartfield. What a pity Captain Weston wanted to marry her." "I can't agree with you, Father," Emma replied. "Captain Weston is such a pleasant man, and Anne loves him. He deserves a good wife. And she couldn't live with us forever, could she? She wanted a house and a family of her own."
"A house of her own?" exclaimed Mr. Woodhouse. "Why on earth would she want that? Our house is 3 times as big as Randall's."
"My dear father, Captain Weston's house is not far from us. We'll see her nearly every day, and you won't have to walk there. Our servant James will take you in the carriage," said Emma. After dinner, a visitor arrived. It was George Knightley, a respectable man in his late 30s. He was an old and very close friend of the family. Emma's sister, Isabella, was married to George's brother, John. George lived 2 kilometres away from Highbury, and he was a frequent visitor to Hartfield. Emma and her father were happy to see Mr. Knightley that evening.
"Mr. Knightley, it's kind of you to come and see us. Was it cold outside?" he asked.
"Not at all, sir," replied Mr. Knightley. "It's a beautiful night, and so warm that I can't sit near your big fire."
He sat down and continued.
"Now, how are you managing without dear Miss Taylor? She was a lovely bride."
"Ah, poor Miss Taylor," sighed Mr. Woodhouse, and he began to look sad again.
"Poor Miss Taylor," cried Mr. Knightley. "There's nothing poor about such a good match. Captain Weston is an excellent man, and it's wonderful for Anne to escape from someone who causes so much trouble," he added, with a smile at Emma.
"That's very true," said Mr. Woodhouse sadly. "I'm afraid I do cause trouble sometimes."
"My dearest father," cried Emma, "Mr. Knightley meant me, not you."
He loves to criticize me, you know. He always finds fault with me. I don't understand why.
It was true. Mr. Knightley was one of the few people who saw faults in Emma Woodhouse, and certainly the only one who dared to tell her of them.
Anyway, said Emma, who wanted to change the subject, let's talk about the wedding. I thought of the match years ago, you know. People said Captain Weston would never marry again after the death of his wife Fanny. But I knew he'd fall in love with Anne, and I was right.
You're always right, my girl, her father replied affectionately. But now there's no need to make any more matches, my dear. We don't want any more changes at Hartfield, do we?
Well, said Emma, I promise not to make any matches for myself, but I will continue to make them for other people. It's fun, and I've had such success with Miss Taylor and Captain Weston.
Please, Emma, no more matches, my dear, repeated Mr. Woodhouse with alarm. They're silly things and break up the family.
I'll only make one more match, Father. For Mr. Elton, the young vicar, laughed Emma.
I must look for a wife for him. He's been in Highbury a whole year and he's got a lovely home. It's a pity that he's single.
Mr. Knightley couldn't help laughing at Emma's enthusiasm, but added seriously, Emma, let Mr. Elton choose the best fish and chicken when he comes to Hartfield for dinner, and let him choose his own wife. He's 27 and can take care of himself.
One of Mr. Woodhouse's friends was Mrs. Goddard, the head of the local boarding school. She was a plain, kind woman who had worked hard all her life. She enjoyed visiting Mr. Woodhouse in his comfortable home. The day after the wedding, she visited Mr. Woodhouse and Emma and brought a young lady called Harriet Smith with her. She wanted to introduce Harriet to Emma. Harriet was somebody's daughter. Somebody had brought her to Mrs. Goddard's school many years ago and had paid for her to live at the school. No one knew anything else about her family. Harriet was a very pretty girl. She was short and fair, with blue eyes, blonde hair, and a lovely complexion. She had a lovely, sweet nature, and by the end of the evening, Emma admired Harriet's pretty face and gentle manners very much. Now that Miss Taylor was gone, Emma longed to have a new close friend. As Emma got to know Harriet better, she liked her more and more, even though Harriet wasn't very clever. The young girl was grateful that Emma invited her to Hartfield so often, and she admired everything there. She particularly admired Emma, and Emma Woodhouse loved to be admired. However, there was something that Emma wasn't so happy about. Harriet was very good friends with a family of farmers called Martin, who lived and worked on Mr. Knightley's property, Donwell Abbey. Mr. Knightley liked the Martins very much, but Emma didn't think they were good company for Harriet, as they didn't have money or status. Emma had made up her mind. She would improve Harriet. She would introduce her into good society and get Harriet away from the Martins. Emma noted with concern that Harriet kept talking about Robert Martin, a young single man, and she decided to find out more about him. What does Robert Martin look like? Asked Emma innocently one day when she and Harriet were out walking. Oh, replied Harriet, he's not handsome, not at all. I used to think he was very ugly, but I don't think so now.
I see, said Emma, but she didn't really see at all. She tried again. Do you know how old he is?
He was 24 in June, replied Harriet. His birthday is 2 weeks before mine. We're the same age.
Emma felt it was time to express her opinion about this relationship. Harriet, I'm sure you're a gentleman's daughter, but I doubt that Mr. Martin has refined manners. "You're right, Emma," said Harriet sadly. "He isn't as polite as a real gentleman like Mr. Knightley."
"No, nor any of the other gentlemen we know, Harriet," replied Emma firmly. "Think about Captain Weston and the vicar, Mr. Elton. I'm sure you can't compare Mr. Martin with them." Harriet said nothing, but her eyes were sad